Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Weird. What's your dog's name?
Cheryl. What's your dog's name again? I forget.
Kirby, but he's not around anymore.
He died.
Oh, I broke up. I went through a breakup.
Wait, she took the dog?
Yeah.
You lost a dog in the divorce.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
No.
Yeah, she
I'm
took
sorry.
Kirby. It's okay.
I didn't know you guys.
You guys
want to
restart?
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Jaded.
Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá. On a lighter note, we start again. We're like, so, no dogs,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
It's cut to. Well, are you gonna get another dog?
You know what? That's a very good question. I haven't really gave it much thought. It's a huge responsibility. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Maybe
it's not part of my schedule.
Know.
Like,
well,
I don't.
You have to walk it every day, and I don't know.
It's good for my my mental illness because if I just stay in bed all day, when things get dark.
It gets you out of bed, doesn't it?
It gets me out of bed. She'll be like looking at
You're
me,
forced to get sunlight. Yeah, like even today, it's like I usually because I've been super more busier because of another podcast.
Oh, tell us about it. Are you plugging?
No. We can talk about it later. It's just something me and Jeremiah are doing called Scissor Bros. But I upload it every Friday. I usually, you know how the Lee brothers have like weird sleeping schedules?
No. Yeah,
I mean,
course.
You know.
Yeah. Bob,
yeah, and I'm the
he
same way,
day.
But yeah, I'm like a vampire. But I couldn't miss this today. I was like,
okay,
I gotta go.
When did it start? Did you always like sleep all day and then party all night?
No, I'll tell you. That's a very good question. It started in San Diego, in Poway.
Yeah.
And it's when my brother would stay up, watch comedy specials. And he'd be like, dude, you want to stay up tonight? Blah, blah, blah. You know, HBO had like comedy specials and stuff. And then I slowly started doing it. I was a good kid, you know? But then I'm not blaming him entirely.
I blame him too for a lot
of
things.
But that's where it started. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You guys have a special relationship, huh? You and Bob.
On the road, I would always wake up and want to go do stuff, you know, and I'd be like, Bobby, what are you doing? And he's like, shut the fuck up. I went to bed an hour ago. Stop, you know?
I don't know how he like sometimes.
He sleeps all day.
No, but even like on like his shoots, like let's say he gets booked for like a movie or he always says, dude, I'm going on no sleep. He says that a lot. I'm like, how do you even?
It's because he gets into the video games and he wants to finish. Once we had adjoining room, that's connected.
In La Jolla?
I forget where it was. I want to say it wasn't La Jolla. It was like, no, because in La Jolla, I always stay at the condo.
Oh,
and he never stays at the condo. He stays at the hotel. But we had adjoining room and it was like 1 o'clock and I was singing some musical theater song and I just hear, shut up! Stop! And I didn't know that our rooms were next to each other.
Right.
And that's when we figured it out. And I was like, I got to move rooms.
You guys are like brother and sister type relationship, huh?
Yeah, but then it would make it weird for us to have crushes on each other because then we'd be brother.
Oh,
and
we could talk
too.
About that because I know Kalila kind of blew my spot on that one episode where talking about like that Vegas.
But that Vegas trip,
I was crushing.
Awesome.
I have to admit, I was crushing.
That's hard. Honored.
But the thing is, I was, you know. I guess I was simping. I guess there's a term for that.
Wait, what's that?
A simp?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know what that is?
No.
You don't know what a simp is?
No, tell me what's up with a simp.
A simp is a person that does like, I'll give you an example. A simp is someone who goes on like an Instagram model's profile and like hearts it and is constantly complimenting, or a simp is like a person that joins someone's OnlyFans.
Okay.
Like something like that where they're just simping.
But where does the word simp come from?
I don't know, but there's a whole different vocabulary. There's called betas.
Betas are guys that like to be like kind of humiliated, isn't it?
No, they're okay, so there's an alpha
uh-huh.
and then there's the betas.
Right. Okay.
And alpha is, I don't know, someone like
who I'm dating now.
Yes, that's a perfect example.
Muscular.
Muscular, great physique,
finance,
handsome.
Sports.
He has his shit together. He makes money. Alpha.
That's a rough, rough.
And a beta is more like me.
Oh, you're adorable. So what's the beta part?
Well, okay, a beta, there's a term called beta bucks. Alpha, ux with the F.
Yeah, and you can curse on my podcast.
Okay, alpha fucks, beta bucks.
Yeah.
The alpha guy is, okay, you know how like when you, you know, women are in college like, oh, we're going to Lake Havasu or like the weekend trip with their girlfriends.
Right.
Oh, we're going to Vegas, whatever. Yeah. They're the ones, the alphas are the ones that end up fucking them. And then they just go back, then they go back home. A beta is a person later in life that takes care of her children, pays for the mortgage. You know what I'm saying? That's an example of beta bucks.
Okay, but aren't there alpha betas?
That's a good question.
He's really, like, he's got alpha personality, but he like makes my tea in the morning. And he like does, you know,
yeah,
he
that's,
does these like,
you know,
very
that
kind.
Is, I guess you could have traits of both. I'm just, you know, a lot of these are like generalizations.
Oh,
I'm just learning about it. But I know like betas are the ones that, you know, they're lacking certain characteristics.
Of confidence?
Of confidence, finance, you know, there's so many different factors. Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't heard of this stuff.
I feel like it's like big dick energy is alpha.
Yeah.
And then beta is more like some self-loathing.
Beta is more like they'll be in the friend zone. They'll have a crush on a girl for years, but they'll keep themselves in the friend zone.
What keeps you from going for it? Is it fear? Or is it like you don't want to get turned down? Like, what keeps you beta?
Oh, I'm doing fine right now.
Okay,
I got,
good,
yeah,
right
my
now.
DMs are, yeah, my DM,
Ooh.
My DMs are filled up. Yeah.
Why did you look at Dylan when you're talking about
I don't
DMs?
I don't know.
Is that mustache?
I don't know.
Hey, Dylan, guess
Maybe
what?
Maybe I'm looking for his affirmation.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
You
I
need
know.
Other dudes in the
no,
room?
No.
I got you.
No.
I got you.
I'll stop looking at him. He's a nice guy. You know, we talked earlier.
Yeah,
I'll stop
cute.
Looking at him. But there's another term. Have you heard of an incel?
Oh yeah, have I heard of an incel? Since I've had my podcast here at the Comedy Store, I've been face to face with these trolls. I
so
swear.
It stands for involuntary celibates, where it's
not involuntary, voluntary.
Involuntary, where what? Where they want to get laid, but no woman will fuck them. So have you heard of Elliot Rodger? It's like a lot of people look up to. I'm sorry, I keep looking at this guy. I'm gonna stare at this. I'm gonna stare. I swear to God.
Look at him.
So Elliot Rodger, the kid that shot up all those innocent people in Santa Barbara, like these incels look up to him.
Why? Because if they want to get laid, just like go find
or just go to Vegas, like
go
somewhere. To a brothel,
or just like have a conversation with anyone, like give a compliment,
right?
I get upset because it's like then they become like aggressive and violent towards women. It's like, what do we do? Just because we don't want to fuck you? Like,
there, you know what? It's based out of frustration.
Yeah.
But the thing is, dude, there's so many awesome sex toys. Like, dude, I have like fleshlights. Oh, we can edit that out.
No, come on.
You guys edit that out. Timestamp that, please.
No, please.
Oh.
Fleshlights are a whole thing I want to get into because I feel I want to have one made of my vagina to give to my boyfriend, right? So I've been looking for different companies.
Really?
Yeah, as a joke. Because he
Does he beat off still?
In the shower sometimes, yeah.
How do you know he beats off in the shower?
Because I asked him because the other day he was taking a really long shower in the morning. I was like, do you beat off? And he's like, not today, but I have. But
oh,
I have
he uses
done it.
Soap, huh?
No.
Oh.
Do you? Didn't that burn your dick tip?
Edit that one.
Oh
part
my God,
out.
Jesus!
Two,
we're gonna have nothing.
Timestamp 9:23. Thank you.
Oh my God.
No, I actually, dude. I mean, I could talk an hour as far as my weird like masturbation habits.
Okay. When did they start? Have they always been the same?
I don't know when it started with the toys. Like, that's kind of a general question. Like, what do you mean, like?
Okay, for okay,
after
let's
the
go
breakup,
back.
Before the like.
No,
what
let's
are you
go back.
About?
We're going back way far. Okay,
okay go
way
ahead.
Farther. Okay, there is little Steve.
Hold
on,
let me breathe.
Out.
I need to breathe a little. Okay,
this is therapy. Some stuff might come up. For
okay,
you, okay,
no problem. No problem.
I'll share mine. Just to be like, okay, baby Jade. Okay, finds out there's masturbating. First, I did it on my stomach because I didn't understand that I could be laying back. So I would do it like this, and just kind of rub against my own hand.
That's why we need video, because that movement just, you just did kind of freaked me out. She was just
so
like,
you guys can imagine that.
Okay.
Okay, so from then on, like, I just slowly learned to masturbate and whatever.
Yeah.
Baby
how,
Steve.
How old were you?
I was, like, 15.
I started before that.
Why did it sound so good?
No, it was third grade.
That's not that crazy. That's when most, I mean,
I
discovered
it. My teacher was a hottie, like cougar, like hot. Her name was Mrs. Self.
Mrs. Self?
S-E-L-F. Self.
Don't remember?
Yeah, I do. And
we need to find a photo.
I just remember we had book reports, and she had, like, cleavage hanging down, like, when she was, like, looking at our book reports. And I just remember as a kid, and her boobs, like, were literally just right by my little head. And I was just like, I might have taken a sniff or something. I was like, you know, that's another reason why you guys need video, because I'm trying to demonstrate.
We're in the smelling. It's
okay.
So cute.
And so I smelt her boobs, and I remember coming home, running to the bathroom, and I just remember locking the door, and, you know, I'm bigger now, obviously, but I remember taking these. Okay, so this is my little weenie, and I went like this.
Taking a photo just so people can see it.
Well, I did the three finger, the triad, the tripod. I did this on my little Tom Thumb, and I was doing that.
Did you come?
Yes.
Oh my God!
No,
that
no,
young.
No, but hear me out. I remember ejaculating, but I was in third grade. So I was like, and then, but I remember, you know, the feeling of ejaculation.
Yeah,
ejaculation.
I know it.
And, but then it started. Is that young?
No, I feel like it's actually really good that you did that young, because really? Then you can discover it more, you know? So, like, I didn't really discover it until, like, I would play around, but until I was 15, I didn't really know.
When did you start getting pubic hair?
Early, because I'm Brazilian. So
right.
Early. Wait, did it take you a while? Did
but
you?
But I just remember, even like in fifth grade, there was like a swimming pool party, and I don't want to say the guy's name, but there's one guy. We're in the changing room, and I just remember we're all like getting into our swim truck. You know, we're all getting naked, yeah. And then I look over, and he had full on like Chewbacca bush. And I remember I was so jealous. I was like, oh, my God, he's a man.
That's like Big Mouth. That happens in Big Mouth when he's like, he's got a dick. And
yeah,
like,
I was jealous. I was like, oh, he like, and I was looking at my ball.
Girls never think about that stuff. Like, we don't, I don't, I
well,
remember.
I do. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it make you want to have more pubic hair?
No, it was just, you know what it did? It was like, I was self-conscious at that moment, because before then I'm like, oh, everyone's bald. This is like probably going on right in my head. And then I this one guy, he was like an enigma or just some kind of rare thing. I'm like, oh God, he has hair. Isn't that? But why would you get jealous at
well,
that?
I really wanted to get my period really bad because my sister got it.
Well, how old were you when you got that?
I don't really remember. I want to say like 14, like kind of late. But my sister had it already because she did gymnastics. And then as soon as she stopped gymnastics, she got like boobs and like woman.
Right. Do you remember what the first time you hooked up with the guy? Like, I got more action in middle school than I did in high school.
Yeah, middle school was pretty good. I just found some 8mm tapes that I had someone transfer over.
From middle school.
And it is... Steve, it blew my mind. We were watching it last night, and it was just so crazy. There's video of me, and I still have an accent. I'm like, hello, we are in America. It's so crazy. Like, I still have an accent. And
so you were hot with the guys?
I was hot with the guys, because I remember I was, like, looking at the video of, like, dance choir, and I'm like, that's Will. That's Josh. I remember all
so
the
you're
little
kissing
love triangles.
You're kissing boys?
I was kissing boys, but I was really nervous that people would judge me for having a bush.
Why?
I don't know. I was really embarrassed. I was really embarrassed about pubic hair. My whole body's lasered because of it.
Was there like a local like country club where you're wearing your bathing suit and then the bush was hanging out?
Okay, let me tell. I saw a woman and she was wearing a bathing suit and her bush was all the way down her legs. And I remember everyone being like, ew, what the fuck? And me being like, oh my God, yeah, gross.
That's sexy as fuck.
And then I came home and I was like, I have a bush. And what if anybody sees it? Yeah. And they'll know. And then I also was really self-conscious about nipple hairs.
Oh, I had one. You know? You had hair on your nipples?
Yeah, I'll get like every once in a while I'll get one.
Well,
you know?
Didn't have one long one like this.
Not that long, no.
I get one, like at the beach, all the kids circle around me because I had one nipple hair that I swear to God, it went three and a half, four inches out. It was like, and it curled. So it was like, I was so proud.
And that stayed with you.
Yeah, I do. But then I pluck them now.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I pluck them now.
But I was so terrified that anybody would watch or like think that. And then there was this guy named Paul and I went to like a prom with him or something. And he wanted to hook up and I didn't want to hook up. And so I said no. But
well,
then
it's prom.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
I know, but I went as a friend. Okay. It was a friend date.
I trust me. I'm not judging you. I didn't hook up at all.
It's
in high
not like
school.
He went to Red Lobster and then I didn't. It was split.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's treating me to a Red Lobster dinner and then expecting nothing. But then I didn't hook up with him. And then he told everybody that I shaved my ass.
Did you shave your ass?
No.
Oh, okay.
But so you that got really hair upset out of, me.
Wait, I'm confused now. Why would he say that?
I don't know. It was like just a mean weird. Thing that he said. And then it really hurt my feelings.
And then that got you self-conscious.
Yeah. Like, and then I was like, what's wrong with my ass? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's all fucked up.
Were you cunt?
Did you just ask me if I was a cunt?
No, I
did you cunt?
Did I say that? Did you cunt? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Play it back.
No. You don't have to say that. No, I didn't. Okay. I don't think I said that. No, I lost my train of thought.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I got more action in middle school because in high school, like, I got into church and, like, Bible studies.
Why? I had a moment too, by the way.
What do you mean?
I had a church moment too.
You like brought your friends to Bible study?
Yeah, like all the cute girls went to Bible study. So I was like, I'm going to be a part of this.
Really?
I actually found one of the 8mm tapes and my sister's like, come downstairs. We're doing jello shots and hanging out with mom. And I'm like, I have church tomorrow. Get out.
Like you just like these tapes now. I'm like really interested. Like
it's so crazy. So I'll show you some.
Are they VHS?
They used to be 8mm.
Beta?
Like these little 8mm tapes, and I never find the right camera for it because the camera was like, you know, they don't make it anymore. And so I got this guy to like pull it, transfer it.
How much footage do you have of that, do you think?
4 hours worth.
I just had a great idea. You know what you could do with that?
What?
When you like reset like and rebrand your shit, you infuse some of that footage.
It's part of my documentary. It's why I
pulled it. Oh, yeah. So the Jaded documentary.
Yeah, there's a doc I'm trying to sell. Yeah, so it's all for that. And it's really exciting,
maybe
too.
Maybe to Hulu?
I'm thinking more like I'm Netflix? Hoping HBO. I'm thinking bigger. Yeah. But I'll take Hulu if Hulu's interested. Yeah. I'll take Hulu. But do you have footage from when you and Bob were little?
I wish we did.
Nothing buried somewhere?
No. But, you know, we grew up in a haunted house. Like, our house in Poway, like, was built on, like, on some real burial ground, like, poltergeist shit.
Like, you saw weird shit? Like, tell me a
story. Oh, we both, well, okay, so I was sleeping one night. I must have been, like, 6th or 7th grade. And, yeah, because I had Bible verses. I used to, like, on, like, these big poster boards, I'd write Bible verses.
Oh, I wonder why you didn't get laid. Weird Jesus freak in high school?
Okay.
Jesus beta? What are you doing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Why did you find Jesus? Need Jesus?
That's a good question. I think I was
duped.
You were
going through stuff.
No. I met other kids and they duped me.
They're it's like, you know, they're a bad influence.
Bible study?
Yeah.
You know, like, and then I end up going to the camps and shit. Like, yeah, come on. You know how it goes.
Oh, I got into it too. Oh, I wanted to be cool.
Look, those camps were fun, by the way. Like Hume Lake and shit like that. That was fun.
Yeah, you did real camps. For me, it was like, let's go to Richmond to the aquarium.
No. These were real camps with a lake and everything. But anyway, so I was like half asleep, half awake. I was in 6th or 7th grade. Have you heard of sleep paralysis?
Yes, I have it. I've gone through it.
Okay, so this was that, but like there's spirits and like ghosts and shit involved. I'm not kidding around. Okay, so like I was literally like held down like like, you know, I was under my covers and I was, they paralyzed me, like these spirits. So I was like, I was in sixth or seventh grade, you know, I was just frozen. But then the scary part was like this. I'll do it right here into the mic. It was whispers. It was like,
stop.
You know what I mean? Like in
that's
both
frightening.
In both ears. And it was like a legion of voices. It wasn't just one. It was like, imagine like that whispering.
Yeah, that's frightening.
You know? And I swear to God, I tried to yell out Jesus, but I could only get the J and the E out. I was like, you know, yeah. And so I was like, you know, sweating profusely, paralyzed, fucking almost getting possessed and shit. And I'll tell you how my brother got out of it, because he experienced the same shit in his room. It was the hallway. It was that freaking hallway in our house. But I finally said, like, Jesus! You know, I fucking said it. And it just, like, a fucking weight was lifted. But similar to my story, Bob, because it was that hallway, same thing happened with him. Guess how he got rid of him?
How?
His bedroom. Okay, so there was a hallway. My room was closer to my parents' master bedroom, but his was closer to the garage, entry door, laundry room to the swimming pool. He literally was getting these demonic... He jumped in the pool.
ASMR ghosts in his head. Yeah. He jumped in the pool.
He jumped in the pool. And then later in life, I asked, you know, my folks, I go, hey, is there something weird about that Poway house? And they finally admitted it. They're like, yeah, my mom used to, like, park in the garage. And, like, even my dad, they would run to their master bedroom and in that hallway.
The hallway.
Yeah. And not only that, I even asked my cousins, Eddie and Jenny, you know, later in life, because, you know, they're older now. I go, hey, like, did you have any weird vibes at that house? They're like, oh, yeah, we hated going there. Yeah, that place was gave us the creeps.
Oh, my God. Isn't that weird that you can kind of feel the energy? And when it's dark, you can't, like, sometimes put a finger.
No,
but some more
it was
people
real.
Can feel it. Yeah.
It was real. And not only that. Okay, so I did research later in life. We're from Poway, right? P-O-W-A-Y. But the root, there's a root word. It was like pock something. It was like an Indian, like an Indian word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, where that geographically, where that was located, it was, like, there's Native history.
So they were, like, Native Americans.
So I think, my hypothesis is I think that that house, that specific house, was built on a fucking row of, like, dead Indian bodies.
But what are they trying to do? That's what I always think about. Like, they just want to haunt you
because they're
angry.
I've thought about that, too. I've thought a great deal about that. I feel like when someone passes and they're in an unsettling kind of traumatic way. Cause I was just talking to, I just had Brendan Schwab on my podcast and we're talking about ghosts or something just like briefly, but I was thinking that, you know how like when a ghost, like speaking of ghosts, we're at the,
oh Jesus,
you know how like
Cheryl
a ghost,
hates it here.
Yeah, when a ghost occupies like a house, I feel like they're like on a loop. They're just on the same loop. Like there's some unsettled business.
But what breaks the loop?
I don't know. But the thing is, it's all about like detachment. They're attached somehow, like traumatically to a certain event or that space itself. So they're constantly just in this dramatic post life loop that they haven't let go of this dimension, and they're like fucking stuck. Have you seen that movie, Jacob's Ladder? It's kind of like that. Like, there's
I don't
this
know,
movie.
But you can watch. You really like dark.
Yeah, yeah. Jacob's
movies.
Ladder. I think it's from like the 90s. It's like Tim Robbins is in it, but it has to do with that. Like, the whole movie is literally taking place in his mind, like he's in Vietnam. But then throughout the movie, it's just playing out in his head, like his life with his kid. And then he has another life with this other girl. But at the end of the movie, he decides to let go and he follows. Macaulay Culkin. Culkin's in it. He like follows Macaulay up in his house up to and then up
light.
To heaven. Yeah, and then the very last shot, he's still in Vietnam, like finally letting go. Like so, it's one of those epiphany moments, like the Sixth Sense, where.
But how do you like how does a Macaulay Culkin character come in and save the day? You know what I mean? Like what makes
him out of
the loop?
It's more of a symbolic thing because.
He finally has to decide.
Yeah, he decides to let go and just, like, let go of that life and really, like, he let himself die, basically. It was going on in his head is my point.
It's hard to let go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I talked a lot. I'm so sorry.
No, we actually, one of the things Dylan was doing, he did some research on you, and we were talking about these movies that you like, and there was one that he brought up that was called Martyrs. That's like this really very dark.
Oh, dude, do not.
Well, I watched them, and it ruined me.
Have you seen Martyrs?
No, I saw just photos, and from the photos alone.
Dude,
it's
the most fucked up movie. Like, I've seen a lot of movies. That movie was, like, on a different level fucked up. Like my neighbor, like, he's like, a movie guy. And he goes, have you seen Martyrs? And I'm like, no. And then he goes, here, borrow it. And then it was sitting
you
in
You already
my,
know it's going to be creepy if
yeah,
it's a borrow.
Yeah, and then he kept
he
asking
owns it?
Me. Yeah, I'm like, he kept asking me, have you seen it yet? And then and then one of the nights, I'm like, fuck, I'll just put it in. I couldn't sleep. And then I just, dude, it's the most, I mean, it's kind of like torture. Like it's
torture
like,
porn. That's a whole new thing.
No, but it's more even like it's torture in a way where it's like you're testing like how far you could the threshold, how much you can endure as a human. Like it's fucked up. I want to get into it. Have you seen it?
No, I've heard
about
it.
Dylan
told
me about it.
So fucked up.
I like fucked up stuff, but not like that because I have OCD, so I get like repetitive negative thoughts that I have to work with already.
Yeah.
And I already hear like, you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit, you're a piece. And then you add like naked body blood.
You get that in your mind?
Oh, yeah. I have really bad OCD. Yeah. I have to practice I have to practice swiping it away and doing all the things.
Where do you think that comes? Like, how long have you had that?
It comes from my trauma of not fitting in. It comes from my trauma of being an immigrant.
Really?
I think that's what it's from. Yeah. And my early sexual experiences.
What do you mean by that?
Just like they were just not like fun. They weren't like loving. They were just, you know, just shit I think a lot of people go through.
Right.
You know, all the fucked up weird stuff that happens to us when we're kids.
I mean, it's like I said, I didn't get laid until like college, like second year in college and something.
That fucks you up. I mean, imagine if you're like in your 30s and you're in that situation. You live in your mom's basement and you just want to fucking shoot up.
Oh, so there's going back to the incels.
Yeah, because they're mad.
They're mad and they haven't got laid.
Dude, you know what? If you're mad and you want to say something mean to me, instead just email me something nice and I'll send you a picture of my feet.
You know, there's a whole
thing. It's a promise.
There's a whole thing on that. Like, I'm sure there's girls out there with like OnlyFans where they just show pictures of their feet and dudes will like pay for that.
We go back to OnlyFans almost every episode of this podcast for some
reason. Okay, let's talk about it a little bit more. Like, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I don't know because I get nervous because I want to do network stuff and I feel like sometimes you can't when you're not already established. It kind of like
what does that have to do with OnlyFans?
I feel like you can't have an OnlyFans and then trying to be on like a family show on a network.
Yeah, I think OnlyFans is catered to. I don't want to generalize, but it's kind of catering to a specific type of person, I think.
Yeah, but maybe that's what I was thinking about. I was like, you know, industry's changed so much. Remember, like, you couldn't do one thing or the and you couldn't do the other. Like, you could only be a commercial actor and this kind. Now it's like, you could do it all. Like, you
right.
could do it all. Like, if you're just yourself and you're authentic, like, that's what people like, I think. It's like,
yeah.
But
it is hard. But with you, yeah, I understand because I'm putting myself in your shoes. It would be hard for you because you've done Hollywood shit, like, you know, is it called The Soup?
Yeah.
The Soup, and you've been doing commercials, and you want to do TV.
Yeah, I want to do more TV.
And you want to do movies eventually.
Oh,
but, like, I'm guessing if, because you could do research now on the internet, and I'm sure if, like, let's say a producer or director says, oh, we want to hire, let's check out our social, Jade Ketapreta.
Yeah.
And then they go, wait a minute. And then they can, you know, they follow the breadcrumbs to the OnlyFans account. And
they already have a
Wikipedia.
I don't
know.
That's
I mean, will
thorough.
That affect your chances of being booked?
Yeah.
But this is why I'm telling you, I think it's catered to a specific type of person. One, I know they don't want to get a regular job. That's obvious.
Yes.
They don't want to go,
but
you know,
it's a lot of work. Those you taking all the photos. You got to buy lingerie.
Yeah, but,
you got to get the light.
Yeah,
you got to get
but,
in shape.
But compared to...
this?
Working as a barista or working at Subway or working at Target or working at a, you know what I mean? At the Apple store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not.
It's a different kind of work.
Yeah, but I feel like it's so cool now that anybody can do it. You know what I mean? You can build your own
business. But guys, it would be hard for me to get an OnlyFans.
You would crush OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
I do have a good butt.
You have such a cute
dude,
butt.
Dude, I got a bubble butt.
I know you do.
Bubble butt.
And like, yeah, I feel like you could just do weird stuff around your house. It doesn't have to be naked.
No, but this is the thing. No girls would sign up for it. It would be men.
What's your percentage of fan base you think women to men?
I could tell, break down those analytics as far as my YouTube. Do you want to know?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
My YouTube fan base is 3% women.
Stop.
And the rest men. So it's at 97%.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Mine is like 73% dudes.
What?
Mine is 73% dudes.
Hello?
Yeah. Are women just not getting content? What are they looking at?
Not for
wellness.
Me.
Yeah. I think you're so cute.
Thank you, Jade. Thanks for the compliments,
Jade. I want you to read some of the DMs.
What? Oh, no.
Are there weird ones that you would read?
No, because those...
Are the ones you like?
I would, but I don't want to blow anyone's... You know what I'm saying?
No, of course not.
Yeah. But they're not, but they, you know, it's not like they're filled to the, you know, I kind of exaggerated.
Oh, did you?
Earlier.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
A little bit. They're not, because
I said
they're filled to the max. It's not, it's like once in a blue moon, I'll get one or two.
I've never gotten one. I don't get them a lot.
Be honest.
I swear. I don't
know
get
you
a
get
lot.
Dick pics every day.
I haven't gotten a dick pic in a very long time.
Right.
But also, I just never understood. I think they're funny. They're more funny than anything. Do a little funny one.
What's going on in the guy's mind that, like, that's a good idea to, like, I'm going to just, my opener is, like, a picture of my dick.
A dick. I'll leave
I'm
with
not
going
to even say anything. They'll understand.
Where do you go from there? You know what I mean?
What's next? You can't.
It's like going to the peak of the mountain.
So let's do this segue into when is the appropriate time to send a dick picture of your penis?
When you're already dating.
Huh?
When you're already dating.
Okay, what about this? I'm going to give you some questions. Mm-hmm. Is it appropriate if the woman sends a nude picture first?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's when you could send a dick pic?
I feel like once the door has been opened, dick pics are welcomed.
What does that entail, the door being opened?
I mean, it's like if I send you a nude, you can send one back. That's not crude or weird. I feel like that's, of course.
What?
Call and repeat.
So if you're into the guy and you see a picture of his penis, what does that do to the, like, does that turn them on?
No. I've never been like, I don't see a dick and go, yeah.
No, but what if you like the guy?
I like it. It's cool, but I'm not going to see a dick. I'll be more turned on by seeing like a smile or like.
Emoji?
Not an emoji, but like an emoji. I'm jacking off to a cartoon version of my boyfriend now. No, that's
so,
more. I like that. Because
I'm sure a lot of guys are going to listen.
Like
to
something
this.
Like this, Steve. Like,
go
a,
ahead.
A little video like this, like where you're like, I'll tape this so that people can see it later. So it'd be like a little video, like, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. So would you be?
Or like one like this. Hey, baby, I'm gonna pay for your student loans.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. Yeah, sugar mama.
I would love that.
Oh, if the guy says that to you.
Yeah.
So that's more of a turn on than a picture of his penis?
100%.
If you said, I'll pay
for
your student loans.
Yeah, I mean, if you're actually going to do it, that's even better. But just even hinting to that is really funny.
But that's going back to the betas. That's out to the betas, a message. Like, to all the betas out there. Pay for my student loan.
You don't have to pay for stuff. I mean, that was kind of just like a joke, but it's fun. I think it's cuter when there's a message attached and it's like sweet.
Yeah. Do you think the dating market, because, you know, I just getting off a 4.5 year relationship.
I'm sorry about
that.
No,
it's okay.
Hard.
But the thing is, I wanted to talk to you anyway, because you dealt with that too.
Yeah, I did. I went to your house right after.
Exactly. So
that was hard.
How long did it take you? How'd you get over that?
It took 3 years.
What?
It took me going back to Brazil, reconnecting with my soul.
Really?
Am I going in and out?
A little. I think you're good now.
No, it took me a long time because I had I even had like weird attachments to like stuff that I didn't even realize.
Like, give me an example.
I was really attached to like the house. I was really attached.
Oh, you guys
to the
had
house.
A house together?
We had a house that we put together.
Didn't you have a spot in New York?
We had an apartment in New York that we Airbnb'd out, and that took forever to you know, divide.
Right.
And so that part was hard, but it took me a long time.
How long were you with Nick?
Almost 8 years.
8 years?
Almost seven something, seven.
And so how long till you like hooked up with the next guy?
It took a while for me.
Huh?
It took a while for me. Yeah, like I hooked up with people, but I wasn't with anyone for a year. Like real.
So okay.
Emotionally.
So how long did it take for you to hook up with that one, like the first dude? Well, since the breakup.
Ooh, I can't even really remember. It was more, I kind of went through more of a girl phase for a while.
Oh,
just
that's
to get
cool.
It out of my system.
Really?
Yeah.
So you hook up with chicks?
Yeah. Oh, you know who I saw the other day? It was really funny. I thought of this. Do you remember Ryan Keeley? She's a porn star. She's so cute. Do you remember her? I think
no.
You.
No. Show me a picture.
Will you pull it up, Dylan?
Yeah.
So Ryan Keeley was this porn star. And remember a long time ago, Red Band. Oh my God, is that tobacco?
No, it's nicotine pouch.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So Brian Red Band and like Sam Tripoli or something, they had like a porn star podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Keeley came on it. And at the time, she was like this really young porn star, just like really pretty. She's wearing the sundress. And she thought that the whole podcast, she had to get naked for it.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, she takes off her sundress and she's completely naked.
How's she look?
Beautiful. Like, really perfect tits that hang, like, really gently. This how is before old, she had any how, plastic surgery. Oh, my dad's calling me.
Oh, that's her?
That's her really early on. So she was just kind of like girl next door. And she's like...
How old was she when you
around
saw
there. Around there.
Saw. She age. Looks probably in her 30s.
Yeah, but she was younger. She's older now. I'm
okay,
saying.
Yeah.
So she was like this little... And she's really into comic books. So she thought the whole thing was supposed to be about comic books and getting naked, which is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she like took off her sundress and everyone was like, whoa. And then she sat on my lap and she like bit my neck. And
oh,
I was like, stop. I gotta go.
Did that turn you on?
Yeah, it was like too much. And I was dating Nick at the time and he was like not cool with stuff like that. So I was like, ugh.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
I ran home and I masturbated to her. Like I literally went home. That's never happened to me before. Like I'm not like. Men get like that where they're like, oh my God, I better. And I never felt like that except that one moment. Like,
dude,
I just was so
it
like.
It turned you on.
Yeah, she was naked sitting on my lap and I was just like, ugh. And then I saw her the other day.
What did she smell like?
You know, sweet. I actually kind of remember what she smells like.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really into smells. Smells
yeah,
are a thing
too,
for me.
Me too.
Yeah,
like, was she wearing
really
perfume?
She was. It was just really sweet and.
It was subtle? Like
it was
flowery?
Subtle.
And,
yeah.
Oh, wow. And then like she, it kind of wiped. Off on you, a little bit of her perfume.
A little bit of her perfume. I came home, I could still smell it.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. And then I saw her the other day, and it was so funny because she was like, hey, great boots and pants. And I was like.
She remembered you?
Well, she saw me do a set the other day. She was in the main room.
That's ironic, really? After all these years?
And I hadn't thought about it in years.
What does she look like?
Now she has short hair, and she like, look, she.
Oh,
that's
she
a very specific photo.
Whoa,
I don't know why that's
a minute.
The one he would
that
show.
That looks like a completely different.
Yeah, because she does MILF porn now. Like, so
oh,
she's like,
my.
She's like got these huge tits and she's beautiful still. Gorgeous girl.
You know what? I always wondered like the trajectory of like a porn star, like, you
they
know
have
what I'm
to
saying?
Go into another category.
So would you say it would be like their sweet spot is from like 20 to
no.
like, what?
Because MILF porn is what sells the most. MILF. See?
Well,
big
she,
titties
like
that.
It looks
that.
Like her boobs grew.
Yeah. Yeah, they grew.
I mean, those look like melons.
Yeah, she got new boobs.
So you're saying, oh, okay, so before that, it's from 20 to like 27 or 25?
I don't think so. I think you could like really do porn at any age at this point. It's so, there's so many niche things. There's like grandma porn. There's all
yeah.
types of shit.
I love the grannies.
You love grandma porn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Edit that out, 38 minutes and 35, guys.
My grandma was really into like those romance novels. I talk
really?
About it on stage. Yeah, I found all these books that she hadn't like started to kind of read through some. And there's one where it's like the veins of his penis were throbbing.
You know what? I could see that's cool.
Wait, what? My grandma's reading softcore porn midday.
Yeah, that's not weird.
It's kind of weird.
But is it weird that I watch it?
That you watch what?
Granny Cream Pie.
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right.
Is
edit
that
out. 39 minutes.
Is that from
5
the
seconds. What?
It's like, what happens to a child if ghosts attack them? Well, granny porn is where they'll land.
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Jaded.
Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.